Welcome back to the Homeschool Advantage Podcast. I'm your host, Bex Fuzzy. Today's guest is Emma and Beth. These two homeschooling moms and longtime friends have raised their kids together in their homeschool community for the past 14 years. And they're here to tell you that you can homeschool your kids, that you can have a peaceful relationship with them most of the time. You can help your children be successful and well-educated. You can give them individual attention that they need, and you can tailor their education to fit them. They are here to help families feel inspired to homeschool, to stay the course, and to feel more confident in their choice. It doesn't need to be difficult. If you have the right tools and mindset needed, the journey will be sweet. In this episode, we talk about how they want parents to understand that homeschooling, at its best, is a lifestyle of learning. It doesn't have to be school at home. Also, how if we keep the mindset that our goal is loving learning rather than checking boxes, it creates a totally different environment, prevents boredom and burnout, and creates lifetime learners that can self-teach. Homeschooling also can be so much fun for the entire family if it's approached with flexibility and the mindset of learning over rigid academics. Go grab your coffee, go grab your tea and a pen and paper, because you are not going to want to miss what Emma and Beth have to say. Let's get into the podcast. Say hello to our guests and tell us, what is a fact that you think most people coming into the homeschool arena just don't know?
Well, hello, this is Beth. I think that most people don't know that homeschoolers have more social experience opportunities than kids in public school. And there are so many opportunities and fun activities for kids that there are almost too many. Like, you have to schedule it. You have to like take it off your schedule sometimes. So,
yeah, I hear that a lot about homeschoolers, that our calendar is so packed, we're never home. And I was actually talking to someone today, and I was like, I really feel like the word homeschool, the whole arena is kind of misnamed. Like, it's not really like homeschool. It's like really like experiential school, or like it's everything. It's anything but home.
For sure.
You have aspects of it, but yeah, I just don't see the connection of homeschool, because the moment you hear homeschool, you think a mom, 10 kids sitting around a table with her apron, and, you know, she's teaching a bunch of kids, you know, things like that. Or you think like a one room, it's not exactly what it is. And it kind of pains me, because I think the name kind of sometimes might turn people off too, which kind of brings me into what you ladies do. You actually educate parents, and you talk to parents through your podcast to let them know the amazingness of, you know, homeschooling. So talk to us about what you do.
Well, I'm Emma, and we basically just share our information. Beth and I have both been homeschooling our own kids for over 15 years. We both have graduated older kids, and we still have kids that we're homeschooling now. So we're able to share all of that information. I have a child with special needs. She has some ADHD-ish stuff going on in her crew, and some OCD stuff too. And so having all of these different experiences, and we have kids that are like super, you know, high achieving, and then some that are like not so much, and some that are like, you know, we have bigger struggles. And so we have so much experience doing these things, and just being able to get, you know, onto the podcast and kind of chat with each other about some of the biggest questions that we hear online, and, you know, just approach those, you know, kind of like, well, here's how we've dealt with them, or here's what we've done. Or when you're talking about socialization, we could say, oh, you're worried about your child missing out? Let us tell you some of the ways that we've made sure our kids have not missed out over the past 15 plus years. So we're able to do that through the podcast.
Yeah. That's fantastic. So what are the main questions that pop up for you guys on the podcast? Because you said people kind of chime in and ask questions. Like, what's been like a main like theme, I guess?
Well, what's the biggest one always for homeschoolers? What about socialization?
Yeah.
Yeah, that is the top question people are most worried about. So, and honestly, that was when I started homeschooling. That's what I was most worried about too, because I didn't know anything when I started. So I was like nervous. I was like, is my kid going to be weird? Cause you know, because they're not out there in public school, but it turned out, I think much, much, much better for him to be, well, both of them to be public. I mean, homeschooled.
Not public school. But I think too, we also see things now since the pandemic, it's changed the entire landscape of homeschooling. So we've been homeschooling this entire time. And then this whole new batch of people came out that are like, wait, we keeping our kids home from the public school, you know, setting has actually worked well. So we would like to see what that looks like. So I think being able to help people transition from the public school setting and the mindset that they have that public school looks like and what public or what homeschooling actually can be, which is, no, you don't have to sit down for 7 hours a day. No, you don't have to check every box when your child has learned all the stuff that you're presenting to them that day. No, like it doesn't have to look like public school. It really does not. And that there's so much flexibility. I think that's another huge topic that we're hearing a lot about.
I agree. Even in my own classroom. So like I still teach and I teach actually in the public school and I try really hard like to talk to my students and be like, so I'm like a teacher you've never experienced before. Like, I am not going to give you a ton of homework. And they're like, oh my, that doesn't mean you're not going to work. It's like, so there's a big difference. I was like, you're going to by default have to do work on your own, but I'm not going to assign you. It's going to be for you to improve what you know and what you're learning in class. Because I do a lot of project-based work. So for my students, every lesson that they learn, they have to apply it to a huge project. And I want to see, did they understand the lesson? And if they did understand the lesson, it'll look really good in their presentation at the end. So things like that, and just giving them that freedom. Some students thrive, some students don't, I've noticed, but it's because I'm not on top of them all the time. So their brains get like in a knicker. You know what I mean? Like, they're just like, what do you mean? And parents are like, wait, you're not asking them to do this, this, and this. I'm like, they have a project to do. They're supposed to do their work on a daily basis. I think that's enough. I don't know. Right. Like, what do you think? You know, it's like, so it's things like that. But even students have the hardest time who are in the public school because of that that training and that conditioning over and over again. And you know, how do you guys help parents like relax and just kind of like be flexible, enjoy the journey? Because it is a journey, and it's a journey to get to know their kids. So like, what are some advices you'd give parents?
I think for me, I like to, I wrote, before this all started, I wrote a book last year. And when I wrote it, I was writing it for like, in my mind, family member that wanted to homeschool her kids, but was too afraid. And that's like, didn't think she was capable. And so I wrote it with that in mind, of like, and so when then Emma and I started the podcast, cause we were like, yeah, we've got this, we have this information. But what I really want to stress to people is that it's really about the love of learning and not about checking boxes. And that was really hard for me cause I was still in the public school mindset. It was so hard for me. It took me like probably a couple years before I really let it go and was okay with it, because I was so nervous. I was so nervous that I was going to rip my kids off. And so, but when I started letting that go and really looking at what was going on in our home, my children were learning constantly before I even started, you know, homeschooling and like learning well and having fun. And I was just like, and I ended up like we're in a charter, a homeschool charter. And our teacher that, you know, is assigned to us. And he said, like, cause I was like nervous. And he's like, your son is reading and writing and doing all these things. And you don't need to be afraid. He's great. He's amazing. And you're fine. Like, but I thought because we didn't fill out all the worksheets that we were in trouble. So anyway, I think for me, like, it is just like really focusing on enjoying the journey and enjoying learning, not worrying about checking boxes is think one of the biggest things to help people relax.
And I think it helps people to see that we now have successful adult children.
Love it.
And that we can say, you know what, we did not, neither of us, and our families have been friends for a lot of years, we did not sit down at a school desk every day and say, you're going to sit here all day and you're going to do worksheets and busy work and whatever. We didn't do that. Neither of our families did. And so we were able to, you know, we're able to share with people, like, you can actually let your kids learn in the way that they learn best. You can let them learn through amazing experiences and trips and hands-on activities and projects, and they can learn just as much, and they can show you that they've learned through, you know, making a diorama or through writing an essay if they prefer, or a PowerPoint presentation, or I always joke and say, like, an interpretive dance, whatever it is, as long as it shows me that you actually learned what we're learning about, I don't care. You don't have to sit and, you know, fill out 100 worksheets or write an essay if that's not your strong suit or whatever. And obviously we're going to work on making sure that our kids learn the skills that they need, but being able to share with parents, We have homeschooled our kids this way the entire time. We have kids that have graduated. They are successful. We have other kids that are soon to graduate. They are successful. I have a younger one also. She's successful. Like, I think it helps people to see, like, wait, your kids are doing all these amazing things. And so us being able to share that and be just really vulnerable and open with the challenges that we've had and things that we maybe would have done a little bit differently, I think that helps people to, you know, to really see, like, well, maybe I can do that too.
I love that. And I love the name of your podcast, The Peaceful Homeschool. It just brings so much, like, just almost like rest. Like, you can just feel it in your spirit. Like, okay, peaceful homeschool. Awesome. Let's just hear what this is all about. And Emma, you said you have children with special needs. So, like, In one of your episodes, do you guys talk about, you know, what are some things and methods and ways that you have been able to really help your child to excel and to, you know, overcome some issues that you might want to be able to share with my audience?
For sure. So my 18-year-old, she will graduate this May. She's been homeschooled her entire life. She's my middle, and she has autism. She also has several learning disabilities. She has a lot of challenges. Wow. Like, she went to therapies a large majority of her life, you know, speech therapy and occupational therapy. And she has excelled in ways. I mean, she has major challenges. Things are hard for her. She works hard every day, harder than any of the rest of us in our house, to be able to do as well as she does. But she's able to really excel in so many ways and be able to meet her goals. And often throughout her lifetime, her therapists have said, wow, she is amazing. And if she was in public school, we're afraid she would not know she was amazing anymore. We're afraid that her struggles would make her the target of bullying, that she would, you know, just not really feel very good about herself anymore. But also that having her in a setting like a traditional public school setting or a traditional special ed setting would be very difficult for her emotionally. However, they were able to see, and we were one of the few clients that they had in their practice that were homeschool clients, and everybody else were public school clients. And so they were used to seeing what was happening, you know, on the public school side. And then they saw us. And, you know, her therapist so many times were just like, oh my gosh, she is thriving in a way that she would not be able to do if she were in public school, because you're able to, you know, as a mom, I've been able to say, like, she really struggles with reading comprehension, no matter what we've done, no matter how many years she worked on it in therapy, that is a struggle that she has not been able to overcome yet. However, that hasn't stopped her from being able to do all of her learning. For example, right now she wants to learn to drive. So we're able to, you know, I was able to find the videos of the entire driver's license booklet on audio file. So she's able to follow along on audio while she reads the entire booklet. And then she's stopping the entire time. And I always say I check for comprehension and I translate for her. And so everything that we've done throughout her life has been me checking for comprehension and me translating for her. And so that has meant, like, I read an entire biology textbook aloud. and I read an entire US history textbook, and I read an entire world history textbook. Like, I've done all of these things, read them aloud, stop, check for comprehension, translate, all those things. But being able to allow her to say, like, you know, hey, Mom, I don't think I'm really learning. I do try to use videos for her a lot, because for her, she's able to take in things through videos. So she's, you know, she can stop and say, I don't think I'm really learning anything from the way this is being presented. Can we try something else? And I'm saying, absolutely. And we try something else. And we've been able to do those things her entire life. You know, if she's going to learn about something and I can offer a manipulative for math so that she actually understands it, that's what I'm going to do. Like, whatever it is that she needs, I can watch her and I can see what she's retaining, what she's not. And then I can implement some changes if needed. And she can always say to me, I don't really feel like I'm retaining this. And I say, okay, well, let's try something else for you.
That's huge self-awareness, first off. And, you know, also what I'm hearing is resiliency and, you know, perseverance, which a lot of, I'm just going to say a lot of adults don't have that. So, you know, who knows what God has for her in the future and for her life as an adult, because he's fortifying her mind. He is literally creating a resilient person there, like a woman who is not going to be very easily knocked down and has such self-awareness to be like, okay, this is not working for me. I need to find something else. She's not a quitter. I mean, to me, it sounds like, yeah, like an amazing young woman that is being just, you know, blossoming, growing, developing. And I love that, because you're right. In the public school, that would not have happened. None of that. It would have been virtually impossible. And I know that for a fact, because I've had, you know, some strongly autistic kids in my class where even with a PIF in my classroom, we were not able to meet the needs. It was virtually impossible for us because we weren't with them all the time. We had them for 1 hour. And that's it. You know, I mean, that's where it's over. So if they had questions later on, anything, they had to wait till the whole next day, almost like, you know, almost 24 hours. They had to wait to get their answer, you know? So I agree. I think what you've done and what you're doing is amazing. I love the fact that parents can go on your podcast, both of you, and hear, you know, literally probably even up to date, that very moment, things that are happening like real time. And that is so, I mean, that's huge. That's huge to be able to listen in and almost be like a little bystander in the background. You know what I mean? Like, you know, getting the background information without having to even expose yourself. So it's like a safe place to go and to hear someone else's struggle, how they're coming over it, how they're dealing with it, how they're walking through it, how their journey is. And you can find yourself somewhere in there and be like, okay, if they're doing it, gosh, I can too.
That's right.
I just wanted to jump in and say that if anyone wants to listen to the special needs episode, it's number 13 on Peaceful Homeschool podcast.
So that's awesome.
And we do also, obviously, because like you're saying, Bex, we do incorporate a lot of talk about our kids into, you know, the different episodes. So we could be talking about kindergarten and we'll talk about some special needs part in there because we both have, you know, situations that we dealt with. And so even though it's just in that one episode, you will find it peppered all throughout everything because it affects everything that we do in homeschooling.
Oh my gosh. So again, their podcast is called Peaceful Homeschool. Can you give us, you know, a call to action, like what your website is, where they can find your book, Beth?
Well, the website is peacefulhomeschool.com. And then my book, it can be found on Amazon. It's Find Your Homeschool Vibe.
Very cool. And I will put it in the show notes so that all they have to do is click and go.
Okay, cool. Thank you.
That's so awesome. So as we're wrapping this up, what is one big takeaway each one of you would like to leave with parents from our conversation today?
I want people to really work on letting go of the public school mindset, and know that the public school mindset is set up for people to be able to manage a large group of kids. And we don't need to use that same plan in our homes. We get to be flexible. We get to choose when we do things. We don't have to stress out and worry. And we can have so much fun. And when I let go of that mindset, it was the most fun thing for me too. It wasn't like drudgery for me. And I noticed that a lot of people feel like, I just can't homeschool my kids. I can't handle it. And that's because you need to change your mindset. That's what it is all about. So that's the big takeaway that I want to share.
Love it.
And for me, I would say probably to focus on the learning versus the schooling, quote unquote schooling. Ooh. That learning really is the biggest thing that you're going for. And also to focus on the relationships. Mm. Obviously, stop if there's a struggle going on. That's the time to stop and to change it up and to be flexible and say, hey, this isn't working, or this isn't a good day. Let's just do something else. Like the relationships and what you're building within your family, there's nothing greater. And so having the opportunity to be with your kids all the time and to teach them and to foster that love of learning, like, I wouldn't change it for anything.
Oh my gosh, I agree with you. Actually, today I had like the hardest time getting all the computer stuff ready, and we got through one question in 2 hours. It sounds terrible, but in 2 hours, because the Google and everything was just really, really bad. I'm an online teacher. Mm-hmm. And we got through one question, one observation. I was like, hey guys, we're done. They're like, what? I'm like, yeah, it's just been a pretty stressful day. I think we're good. Well, I'll see you guys tomorrow. Bye-bye. So I agree. It's so much. It's, you know, we need to just get rid of the mindset of checking the boxes. Girls, you have been amazing. It's been so great hanging with you this time. And guys, check out their podcast. They are wizards. They have full of knowledge, and they're going to be able to help you have a peaceful homeschool.
If you love the conversations we're having here on the Homeschool Advantage podcast, follow or subscribe our podcast to stay in the loop and never miss this amazing content. And please highly consider taking a minute to leave a positive rating and review to help others like you discover this show. See you next time.